Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking that awesome potential you've got inside. Today we're diving into something super powerful. Emotional intelligence. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're caught in an emotional roller coaster and can't quite figure out how to step off? You know that feeling when you react before you think, or get overwhelmed by stress, or struggle to connect with others on a deeper level? Well, trust me, you're not alone. That's where emotional intelligence comes in. It's like the secret sauce for navigating life with more grace, resilience, and genuine connection. And guess what? It's not some mystical superpower reserved for superheroes or Zen masters. It's a skill set anyone can learn and develop. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is your ability to understand, manage, and leverage your own emotions while also being able to perceive and empathize with the emotions of others. It's about becoming aware of your emotional landscape, understanding what triggers you, and developing strategies for responding constructively instead of just reacting. So, how do we actually build this emotional intelligence muscle? Let me give you 5 key takeaways that are going to rock your world. First up, self-awareness is king. Think of it like having an internal GPS system that helps you navigate your own emotions. It's about paying attention to those subtle feelings and thoughts that pop up throughout the day. What makes you feel happy? What makes you stressed? What sets off your inner alarm bells? Once you start noticing these patterns, you can begin to understand what fuels your emotional responses. Second, emotional regulation is key. It's about learning to manage those intense emotions, both the good and the bad, so they don't control you. Imagine a roller coaster. It's thrilling, but sometimes you want to pull the brakes. We all have moments where our emotions run high, and that's perfectly normal. But with emotional regulation, we learn techniques like deep breathing, mindfulness, or taking a break to calm ourselves down before reacting impulsively. Third, empathy is your superpower. It's about stepping outside of yourself and truly understanding the perspectives and feelings of others. When you practice empathy, you build stronger connections, resolve conflicts more effectively, and create a kinder, more compassionate world. Think of it like putting on different lenses to see the world through someone else's eyes. Next up, communication is everything. It's not just about speaking clearly. It's about expressing your emotions authentically while also actively listening to understand others. It's about finding that sweet spot between sharing your feelings and respecting boundaries. Remember, clear and honest communication builds trust and intimacy in all our relationships. And finally, self-motivation is your fuel. It's the driving force that keeps you moving towards your goals, even when things get tough. Emotional intelligence helps you tap into your inner motivation by setting meaningful goals, celebrating your successes, and learning from your setbacks. Think of it as having a personal cheerleader who constantly reminds you of your strengths and inspires you to keep pushing forward. Let's talk about a real-world example. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and your phone is dying. Stress levels are through the roof. Now, imagine 2 different scenarios. Scenario 1. You get super frustrated, snap at the person next to you, and arrive to the meeting flustered and annoyed. Scenario 2. You take a deep breath, put on some calming music, use that time in traffic to brainstorm solutions, and arrive to the meeting feeling collected and prepared. See what I mean? Emotional intelligence helps us transform those stressful moments into opportunities for growth and resilience. So, remember these key takeaways. Develop self-awareness, master emotional regulation, practice empathy, communicate effectively, and fuel your self-motivation. By focusing on these areas, you're building a toolbox of strategies to navigate life with more confidence, clarity, and genuine connection. This journey towards greater emotional intelligence is all about making small changes that add up to big results. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to build your emotional intelligence? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and empower each other to live our most fulfilling lives. Remember, every day is a chance to level up, focus forward, and let's make it happen.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.